All right. Well, we are finishing out this week's show with our inbox. Another counselor in the mix. We've had four in a row this entire month. It's fabulous. And this time it's Glenn Lutyens. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Lisa. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you. I am so excited that we have so many counselors here at Focus on the Family who can weigh in on all these things, because I would not even know what to say to some of these questions. But mm-hmm. you guys deal with it every day on the phones with Focus on the Family constituents, people all over the nation and the world. And so, Glenn, we have one from a young woman here, and so I'm interested to hear what you have to say to her.
Okay.
She says, a young man is interested in me, and he is a former drug addict. He has been clean and a Christian for 4 years and now runs a Christian rehab center. Could you point me to resources on a relationship or possible marriage to a former drug addict or anything at all related to the subject?
Okay. Well, I think one key at the beginning is to understand that God can do a great work in a person's heart and life. I think of the scripture that talks about, and such were some of you, but you've been washed. God can bring about a heart change that is incredible. But one of the things that I think would be crucial is to know really what was underneath the substance abuse. Usually there's some deeper pain that a person has, and if they just have kind of white-knuckled it, maybe they've stopped the drugs and now they've found Christ, that's great and wonderful, but have they just kind of pushed away some of the pain? So I would want to get an idea of how they've addressed whatever concerns or situations in their life maybe that have been pushed away. And that really is a conversation, I think, can be a great avenue for approaching that. When it comes to their, just the challenges that the person may have experienced, and, you know, is this a wise relationship to move forward in, I would say just take your time. Get to know the person. Find out how life has been and what Christ has done in their heart and life. Is there a tendency maybe to over-spiritualize things? Because that can happen. And I certainly have, you know, heard of situations, worked with situations where people have come to Christ and Christ has done a great work, but they've not really addressed some of the underlying issues. I think of Jesus' words in Matthew 5:4, where he says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So if the person has really addressed those areas, that's going to be very meaningful. And it's not so much the pain of life, but what we do with it. So I don't think that it disqualifies a person who's had a difficult life, who's had a lot of pain. But if they've not addressed that, then it's a problem. There's actually on our website, focusonthefamily.com, if somebody goes to the website in the search field, if they type red flags in a relationship, there's actually about a 10 one-page articles just to kind of explore. I think it's just as important, if not more important, to know if there are not red flags than to know if there are red flags. So it's not saying that that there will be in this individual, but it's important to kind of explore if there are some issues. I think also just they're not exactly written for drug use, but a fairly common situation when an individual has struggled with substance abuse is it may have been a pattern. There's generational sin, and so it may be where a child grew up in a home with alcohol or drugs. Daryl Quick's book entitled The Healing Journey for Adult Children of Alcoholics would be a good opportunity to read that, just to get a better idea. What are some of the dynamics that people are dealing with who may have had a history or background of some type of substance abuse in their families?
Yeah, good recommendations there, Glenn. Just to really quickly, do you think, I mean, when we talk about people that have struggled with whether sexual past or sexual abuse or addiction,
right,
there are things there that they will take into marriage. Is there anything from other kinds of addiction, like drug addiction, that this girl should be aware of that this guy may take into marriage, whether or not he's now a believer and is still working through?
Right.
What are things to keep your eyes open?
Well, I think a lot of times the underlying issues can be inadequacy in a person's life, rejection, anger when there's been some type of injustice. And really, whatever type of addiction a person may pick up may depend on what's around them at a particular time. I mean, if there's drugs around and somebody's saying, hey, let's do this, it's real easy to move in the drug direction, where sexual addiction can take place if there are other avenues and opportunities from the viewpoint of promiscuity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of times the underlying dynamics are going to be somewhat akin to other addictions. So you really want to see if that individual, I mean, does a person tend to minimize pain? Is it something where they tend to kind of go real quickly to the truth beyond the pain? Whereas I love the phrase actually in the New Testament where Paul says, sorrowful, but always rejoicing. So we can do the rejoicing thing, but we also need to realize we need to touch the pain.
Hmm. Great thoughts and great advice there. So, and of course, community is so important in this process. And, you know, what kind of body of believers are you around? What kind of friends you have in your life?
Right.
What kind of help you're getting?
Especially, I think, when there are others who might be able to weigh in and let you know about this individual. Mm-hmm. In some ways, how others see this individual may even be more important than how you do yourself.
Hmm. Thanks so much, Glenn. Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can address your question in the future. And while you're at it, if you have not yet registered for Pursuit 2014, we would love for you to do so. Make sure that you go to boundless.org/pursuit. This is a great way to meet like-minded, mature, and motivated Christian singles, the people that you know and love here at Boundless, staff, contributors, as well as your own fellow readers and listeners. So that is this summer, August 7th through 9th. Do go to boundless.org/pursuit and you can register today. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.